Welcome back to our coverage, and a very good evening to those of you who are just joining us. And there are some big headlines coming out of Knockalla. Where do we start? Well, the second run round the Classic, the 20 kilometres of this fantastic run up and down the hill of Knockalla. The big news is Hayden Paddon, the New Zealander, the two-time European champion, who is here in Donegal for the very first time, with David Moynihan from County Fermanagh on board in that Hyundai i20, have slipped off the road. It seems their rally may be at an end. Now, we have been informed that Paddon actually rolled the Hyundai, but she got back on her four wheels and got the car moving again. But there may be significant damage to that car where they will not be able to see out the rest of day two. The pace in this event was frantic throughout the day. William Creighton, Callum Devine, John Armstrong, Marian Evans, Hayden Paddon, all putting in serious times in what has been a very, very fast rally due to the conditions. And I suppose it was inevitable that something was going to happen big at some stage today. And from Hayden Paddon's point of view, and I suppose from the rally's point of view as well, it's unfortunate we've had such a big name here this weekend. The double ERC champion, the man that has won on the WRC stage before, it seems to be his rally is over, having rolled the Hyundai on Knockalla. But both him and his co-driver are okay, and the car is moving again. They've got the car moving again, so they have, but there may be enough damage done to the car that they will not be able to continue. There was another man stopped in there as well. Donegal's Declan Boyle with Patrick Walsh on board in the Skoda Fabia. It seems to be that the engine in the Skoda just calved on Declan. He had to stop in the stage, and then there was a bit of a hold-up, and there continues to be a hold-up, actually, in the stage at the moment. But Declan Boyle, Knockalla has not been kind to him. The car stopping in there, it seems to be mechanical issues, and Declan's 2025 event seems to be coming to an end as well. Now, if you look at the timesheets, if you are following the times in this event, you will see everybody has the exact same time. Callum Devine, 9:53.3. Okay, yeah, I've just been informed that Declan Boyle may get going again. Yep. Even though he had stopped, he has been given a time.
Because the stage restarts, and he may
be given a time, which means he may continue. So, the event is not over for Declan Boyle. He did stop in the stage. The race was stopped. And unofficially, we're saying it. We're not saying that it is confirmed, but there may be an opportunity for Declan Boyle to get going again if the stage was stopped and then they restart it, and he has been given a time. On the timesheets, he has been given a time. So we'll wait to see if he will be able to continue. Back to that time of Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda Fabia RS at Rally 2. The time there was 9:53.3 was the time for Callum Devine. Everybody has got that time, including William Creighton, Marian Evans, Josh Moffat, David Kelly, John Armstrong, and Declan Boyle as well, who has not come off the end of the stage. If we compare that time to what it was earlier in the day, William Creighton had the quickest time over Knockalla, 9:56.1. Callum's time was actually 9:58.9, so he went some 5.6 seconds quicker on the previous run as well. And we have Andy here from On The Pace Notes, who have been broadcasting throughout the weekend live on their Facebook. I've been told that Boyle is on the road section and everything's okay, and yeah, it looks like Declan Boyle is fine and he can continue in the Donegal International Rally. So many thanks to Andy and the On The Pace Notes team there for giving us some of that key information, and they have of course been giving you key information throughout the weekend with their Facebook lives. Now, just back to what's going on here, Keith. What we'll tell you again is Hayden Paddon has had enough. The car is back on the road, but we'll wait to see what the damage is going to be if the double European champion can continue. So with that, Keith, what we'll do is, it means at the front of the field, as things stand, Callum Devine continues to lead William Creighton by 4.9 seconds in the overall standings. We'll take a break, go back to you, have some music, and we'll return here shortly when we get more information on what is actually happening here with the Knockalla stage.